there's some trade opportunities with expansion, maybe jamming up the market a little bit. So we're gonna be aggressive but patient, stay disciplined. You know, we've got a good plan in place with contingencies along the way. So we need to do something to improve our team through free agency, and so that's the discussions I've had.
Could you be in the mix for Stamkos and Okposo, some of the bigger guys? Because I'm thinking, you know, you can go to those guys and say, okay, we're not quite there right now, but look what we have. Look what we have coming up. Look what you're going to be playing with in 3 years. Like, do you see yourself being a player in those big, big fish?
Yeah. It's tough to say right now. I think we're going to have some discussions. I think that's the best way to put it. We're going to look. We got some capital to spend. You know, that's those types of players, those terms and dollars are difficult to fit in. You've got a young, growing team. Yep. Is he going to box you out in 3-4 years? So that's the question that you ask. But I think anyone who's interested in those players and should at least have a discussion to see where it ends up. And that's the stage that we're at today.
Is D'Angelo NHL ready? I mean, do you see him slotting into your six? Is that why he was acquired, or just to continue to beef up your options? AHL call-up potential?
I think he certainly has the talent. I think he's got some work to do physically. I think he's got some work to do maturing, but you know, we don't think he's far off. I think he could run our power play or be a part of our power play you know, in the near future, and that was part of the deal, is the present value of 37th pick versus D'Angelo. You know, that was what put me over the edge.
In those character alpha ice, I mean, that wasn't too much of a concern. You know, a young, growing team, you think that you can help, I guess, in that regard?
Yeah, it's always a concern. But like I said, we thought the risk was worth it at that point. He's a young kid. I think he's a passionate person. Talked to a lot of people that played with him. Jacob Chychrun played with him, former teammate. The one thing that keeps coming out is that he's a kid that wants to win more than anything. You know, he's made some mistakes or done some things, but we're willing to work with him. We think strongly that he's a good person, and we got a lot of good young players that'll, you know, I think build a good core group, and he can be a part of that.
Hey, John, to switch gears on you a little bit, your old junior coach, Jason Tatarnik, had two D-men taken in the draft. Did you take note of that, and were you able to catch up with Jason at all?
Yeah, I get caught up with him here. You know, Chalowski is a great player, and, you know, he did a good job with both his guys. So I talked to him briefly, but we'll catch up in the near future, I'm sure.
Now, you guys in the later rounds went to the junior A ranks in Canada. What did you see from the junior A guys this year?
Our guys had passion for them. They just think that they're guys that have a high ceiling. We weren't looking to get, you know, bottom pairing defensemen or, you know, fourth line forward. We wanted guys with high end upside. So that was the opportunity to do it, and we took advantage of it.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.